AP News, I'm Hayafin Juwani. Marianne Robinson, the mother of Michelle Obama, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Marianne Shields Robinson, the mother of Michelle Obama, who moved with the first family to the White House when son-in-law Barack Obama was elected president, has died. She was 86. Mrs. Robinson's death was announced by Michelle Obama and other family members. She was a widow and lifelong Chicago resident when she moved to the executive mansion in 2009 to help care for granddaughters Malia and Sasha. In her early 70s, Mrs. Robinson initially resisted the idea of starting over in Washington, and Michelle Obama had to enlist her brother Craig to help persuade their mother to move. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden hosted the Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, today. In remarks, Biden says the Chiefs showed their strength in winning a second straight Super Bowl.
After starting this season red hot, you all had your share of struggles. And when the doubters questioned whether you could pull it off again, believe me, I know what that feels like. But anyway, but I don't think anybody's doubting you now.
There's been a setback in a new method of transplants.
A woman is back on dialysis after doctors removed a transplanted pig kidney. Lisa Pisano had the gradually failing organ for 47 days. NYU Langone Health in New York says she is stable after an operation to remove it. Pisano is the second person to receive a kidney from a gene-edited pig. Rick Slayman in Massachusetts died nearly 2 months after his transplant. Doctors there said there's no indication he died as a result of the experimental transplant. Lisa Pisano's heart and kidneys were failing, and in April, doctors implanted a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating and then the pig kidney. Doctors say there have been unique challenges managing the heart pump and the new kidney, but she took a chance. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the aftermath of Donald Trump's criminal conviction.
Political experts are still weighing in on whether Donald Trump being found guilty of criminal charges will impact the former president's political campaign. Donald Trump seems undeterred by his conviction on 34 felony counts and his historic place in history as the first president to be criminally convicted.
Oh, we're going to fight.
Political science professor Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College says Trump loyalists will stay with him, but maybe some supporters will turn away in November.
Suburban voters that the Republican Party really needs to get back. The folks who, in places like, the Philly suburbs, that sort of place.
But Trump supporters are using terms like banana republic justice and echoing Trump's claims it's a sham trial and rigged verdict.
I'm Hayafin Juwani, AP News.